Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood motivator. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of anger? Yeah, me too, I get it. That heavy weight of resentment, bitterness, it can drag you down faster than a week-old latte. But guess what? You don't have to be chained to that feeling. Today we're diving into the power of forgiveness and letting go of anger. It's not about condoning bad behavior or forgetting what happened. It's about taking control of your emotions and freeing yourself from the shackles of negativity. Now, I know what you're thinking. Forgiveness? Easier said than done. Trust me, I've been there. But hear me out, because practicing forgiveness isn't just about benefiting the other person, it's a huge gift you give to yourself. It's like hitting the reset button on your emotional well-being. When you hold on to anger, it keeps replaying in your mind like a broken record. You're basically re-traumatizing yourself every time that thought pops up. Forgiveness breaks that cycle, allowing you to move forward with clarity and peace. So how do we actually do this? How do we untangle ourselves from these knots of anger? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Recognize the power you have. Remember, forgiveness is a choice, not an obligation. It's your decision to release the grip anger has on you, and it takes courage. But that courage will pay off big time. When you choose forgiveness, you reclaim your power. You're saying, "I won't let this control me anymore." 2. Understand your anger. Before you can forgive, take a moment to really understand your anger. What triggered it? Are there underlying hurts or insecurities that are fueling the fire? Journaling about it can be super helpful. Get those thoughts and feelings out on paper. 3. Practice empathy. This is a tough one, I know. It's hard to empathize with someone who hurt you deeply. But try to see things from their perspective. What might have been going on in their life? Were they acting out of fear or pain? Remember, everyone makes mistakes. 4. Start small. Don't expect to forgive everything overnight. Forgiveness is a process, and it takes time. Start by forgiving small offenses. Maybe that friend who forgot your birthday or the driver who cut you off in traffic. Build up to bigger issues as you feel more comfortable. 5. Let go of expectations. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning what happened. It doesn't mean expecting an apology or a change in behavior from the other person. It's about releasing your own bitterness and anger so that you can move forward with peace and clarity. Think about that time when someone really let you down. Maybe a friend betrayed your trust, a family member disappointed you, or someone at work messed up big time. You felt angry, hurt, and probably even resentful. You kept replaying the situation over and over in your mind, letting those negative emotions fester. Sound familiar? Well, that's anger taking hold, trapping you in a cycle of negativity that's not doing you any good. Now imagine if you could let go of that anger. Imagine the weight lifting from your shoulders, the clarity returning to your mind, and the ability to move forward with grace and compassion. That's the power of forgiveness. Remember, you are worthy of happiness, peace, and freedom. Don't let anger hold you back any longer. Choose forgiveness, choose yourself. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step towards releasing those negative emotions. Start with something small. Forgive a minor offense or simply choose to let go of the anger around a past event. You'll be surprised by how much lighter you feel. Let me know your thoughts on this in the comments below. Share your experiences, questions, or even your own tips for practicing forgiveness. And don't forget to subscribe to Depression to Drive, Gentle Motivation to Move, so you never miss an episode of Real Talk, relatable stories, and practical advice to help you live a more fulfilling life. Until next time, keep moving forward.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.